You may begin.
Thank you so much, Saba. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the JIG call on the 5th of November 2013. On the call today, we have Jonathan Shea, Yongyong Lee, Chris Dillon, and Edmund Chung. We have apologies from Jane Zhang, Rafiq Damak, Samad Hussein, and Fad Batani. And from staff, we have Bart Baswinkle and myself, Maxi Peregrin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Edmund.
Thank you. This is Edmund speaking then. Thank you, Natalie. And I sent around a fairly simple sort of agenda for today, just two items. But before that, I guess I'd like to welcome my new co-chair from the CCNSO, Eum, and thank you for joining us. You've always been on the group, of course, but now as a co-chair from the CCNSO, as Jane Zhang has stepped down from that role. So just a couple of items on the agenda: the completion of the final report on the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs, and preparations for ICANN Buenos Aires. So I guess before we begin, perhaps Eum, if you have anything to add on the agenda or anything.
Nope. I looked at the report. I looked at the comments, and there doesn't seem to be much issue there. So I'm satisfied.
Okay.
Thanks.
Cool. Thank you. And I guess so. In terms of the just finalizing the report, Bart, I guess we probably still need, even though there's just one particular comment received, we probably still need a simple report on that.
Yes, I have it already prepared. I need to submit it, but it's it just reflects that they at large has submitted a report and that they support the recommendation. So I'll send it to Web Admin so it can be posted.
Right. So I guess once it's posted, we'll try to work on a final version of the report which incorporates that. And you think if it is possible to get that both of that, well, at least the first part, and then I guess myself, I'll work on the latter and try to get it circulated by end of this week. Is that possible? The reason why I bring this up
is, my guess is fairly feasible. And if you can make the latest version of the report that you have, so I can do that as well. It shouldn't take too much time, and I can send it around. Right. So that's fairly easy. It's just recording the public comment and that we received comment. There was no reason to adjust the report based on that comment.
Right. I was looking at the report, and I see a few typos here and there, and we just want to clean it up. So if you could send me what you have, once you send it to be published, send me a copy, then I can probably incorporate that and then we'll plan to, I guess, perhaps the best way is to plan to circulate it by the end of this week, and if we could sort of post a final call to the group next week, then we can conceptually finalize it in or just before Buenos Aires.
Maybe we can be a bit more ambitious and try to circulate it by the end of this week so the working group can have a look at it, say, if everybody is willing to do so, over the weekend, and then post it and submit it to the councils by the Buenos Aires meeting.
So before the for adoption in Buenos Aires, or
but either for adoption, but at least they received it. So what? So it's either the CNSO doesn't have the procedural rules the GNSO has for posting it, but at least it's submitted, and then we can use the joint meeting for discussing it, and then this is finalized, because otherwise it will drag on and on again.
That's I think that's a good idea. In fact, that the ICANN meetings usually is a good catalyst for getting things done.
Yeah.
In terms of the timeline, then I guess we'll try to circulate the version, which really has no changes, just to incorporate the public comments. And I did see a few typos, so I would just make those edits and circulate a red line, just for everyone's reference, and then immediately call, put out a final call, put out a last call, and try to wrap it up early next week.
Yeah.
I think we should probably give 3 or 4 days for the last call, since it's been a little while. So perhaps Tuesday or next week, when we can then plan to send it out, maybe to the councils Wednesday or Thursday.
That's fair. I think that's fair. And then and probably if say as soon as we finish this call, say I can. As I said, it wouldn't take too long. Maybe half an hour or something. I can send it to you. And then you can do whatever you want to do with it, and then send it round. People will have it by, hopefully by tomorrow.
That sounds great. So I guess the question to the group is whether you think that this process makes sense and the schedule.
I think it makes sense, Mr. Jiangong. I think it makes very good sense.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Yom. So I guess that would be the plan then. Any more thing we need to discuss on this particular item? Okay, hearing none. Then I guess the next topic is about preparing for the Buenos Aires meeting. We do have a session scheduled. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I wonder if Natalie or Bart, you have information on when that
my schedule. Edmund, this is Bart. My understanding, it is on Monday afternoon prior to the joint GNSO council meetings and other meetings. Mm-hmm. Note that the joint meeting, it will not be a lunch meeting this time, but it will be late in the afternoon due to trying to make it more interactive. And so it's broader than, say, the first part of that meeting will be a joint meeting of the councils, and afterwards the, say, GNSO attendants and CCNSO attendants who are interested are invited, especially for working groups, to solicit to have more interaction at the level of working groups.
Okay, sounds good. In terms of our meeting in Buenos Aires, I guess with the completion of the universal acceptance of ID and TLDs, we have really touched on all the three topics. We, of course, did complete the report on single character ID and TLDs. We did not, however, further any particular document on ID and variant TLDs, and that's because of the work of the VIP, which is now has been developed into the LGR, the label generation rules, which is ongoing. So I guess at this point, my suggestion for Buenos Aires would be to go back, go back to actually all three items and see if there are next steps required on any of them. We'll probably have at least something, some work on what we've proposed as implementation for the universal acceptance as some further work item for us or any. And we'll also probably have some potential work on our continued view on the IDN variant TLDs. We probably won't have too much to work on in terms of the single character IDN TLDs because that will highly that would unlikely be in any position to be moved forward until further rounds of new gTLDs or until the IDN CCTLD is fully complete, so that's both of them are still under still some time away, I guess. So I guess one final item is whether there are any next steps for the working group. So I'd the basic suggestion is to go back to the three issues of common interest that we've identified and take a look at what if any next steps we should have. I'm guessing that we'll spend a little bit more time on the universal acceptance and the implementations of our own suggestions, recommendations, and then two other items, and then whether there are any other further topics or aspects that we want to work on.
Edmund?
Yep.
This is Bart. It's a suggestion as well, what we've seen from staff over the last half a year. It's a question, and if you look at, say, the recommended letter on universal acceptance, maybe it's also a point for discussion whether the JIG is the best vehicle to continue work and identify and maybe go back to the council and to seek whether the JIG should continue or whether we should look into maybe alternative ways of doing it. For example, say, and you touched upon, and it's touched upon in the letter as well, that the implementation, for example, on the variants, that has to go through a policy development process of the CCMSO. And I guess some of the issues and topics raised by the JIG for the GNSO have to go maybe through policy development process as well, and that we then say, now this is the end for the G. That would be my suggestion for the agenda as well.
Yep, in fact, that was sort of what I was hinting on, is whether, if there are no immediate next steps, then perhaps it's time to wrap this up. But if we do think this is the right grouping and setup for further work on implementation, then we should probably take a look at whether it still fits in our original charter and whether we want to continue, and perhaps the form of continuation as well, because it may be the case where the actual work doesn't require us to have this type of call. Further, maybe we would go to, because I think about a year ago we said we moved from a biweekly meeting to a monthly, and if we are to continue, we might even consider just meeting during ICANN meetings as well. So two particular topics, if we should continue to maintain this, and if so, what the frequency of the discussion might
And as part of it, report that aspect, say, on continuations to the council as well. And maybe, say, that's the good thing, that, say, right after the JIG meeting, there will be the joint council meeting, and then they can take it so that it's a one-time reporting on that item, and then the individual councils can consider the at their own manner, or according to their own rules and procedures.
Yep, that's I think those are very good suggestions. Any thoughts or suggestions from others?
Edmund, this is Chris speaking. I think that sounds very good. I mean, it might be worth formally revisiting the charter at some point.
Right. Thank you, Chris. This is Edmund again. So yes, I'll actually put that as an item on for our Buenos Aires meeting then.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hearing no further, I guess before that, you know, we have a fairly short meeting, this one, which is kind of expected. But before we close, I guess, any other further items we wanted to talk about?
Edmund, I'm Jonathan. I just have one item to update.
Yes.
You and other
please go ahead.
JIG members. Thank you, Edmund. Well, I'm speaking from APTLD perspective. The Asia Pacific Top Level Domain Association will be holding a meeting in Bangkok at the same time as the APICOM meeting in 2014, mm-hmm. February in Bangkok. And for this APTLD members meeting, we will actually put some emphasis on the topic of IDN universal acceptance. Because at our last meeting in China, several of our CCTLD members have shared some of their progress and experience with, you know, universal acceptance of their IDNs in their countries. And we all think it is a topic which needs more concerted efforts from not only the CCTLD, but maybe from the Gs as well. Therefore, in February 2014, we will try to invite some more speakers to talk or to speak on the topic and to have a discussion with the CCTLD on the way forward, on what more we can do, either from the CCTLDs or including the GTLD as well. So just to let you know that we will be putting quite an emphasis on that topic in February next year, and we may also try to invite some of your JIG members, some of the JIG members to come, if they are coming, to speak on the topic and to share the experience as well. So just an update for Edmund and for JIG members.
Jonathan, this is Bart.
Yes, Bart.
Could you send me, a agenda overview of that meeting as well? I think some people within ICANN would be interested in at least knowing this is happening.
Okay. Yeah, Bart, I can do that. But just also to let you know that I have also sent a prelim meeting program to Quick.
Yeah.
Yong Chuan Quick. I have also sent him a prelim copy. I can do that also to you, Bart. no problem.
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan and Bart. Okay. And please feel free to send it into the this group list as well. And I guess I expect this particular topic to continue to get some momentum, especially with new IDN GTLDs being delegated now as well. So, Eum, did I hear you wanted to add something?
No. I'm fine. Thanks.
Oh, okay. So actually, you know, I guess this if this continues to have some momentum, maybe this is something this group or some other group should take on. If this group is going to would not be taking on some of the monitoring the implementation, then at least this group perhaps should recommend another group be formed in some way to do this, because I think this is going to become more of an issue rather than less, at least for the next couple of years until it can become more universal in a way.
Yeah.
So with that, any other interventions, suggestions, comments?
Nope.
Hearing none, I guess thank you everyone for joining. And I'll see
thank you,
Edmund. In Buenos Aires.
Thank you, Edmund.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. You announced the recording. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.